Blog Talk Radio.
Speak, Lord, speak to me. Oh, speak, Lord, speak to me. 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 Speak, Lord, speak to
as much as I do. If you don't, by the time we get through listening to it in about 10 years, you'll understand. God is trying to tell you a whole lot of things. But the point of fact is that beginning this week, and I started off with Monday's show, couldn't do a show last night because of other obligations like paying bills and getting stuck out. It's just like tonight. Tonight's show is just a systematic way of telling you all that we're not going anywhere. We are going to be here along with a lot of other people. We're in the position now, what did I write? I put today, the Ask Uncle Billy's radio show is about to embark upon new areas of old topics. And all of those that's been listening, and some of you that hadn't been, you got to realize what goes around comes around. And some of the things we've been discussing off and on for over 70, 80, 90 years, that's how old most of my friends are. So we've discussed in those times, those bits and pieces of discussion, a whole lot of different topics that sometimes maybe we find an answer to and didn't want to tell nobody because it might not at that time been the right answer or whatever. And all of that, we're going to start embarking upon everything that you really want to talk about, everything that you really want to discuss, everything that you really want to find out the facts about. And with the way social media is going nowadays, you all, there is really not any chance that we have to stop if we do what we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do it. You know, I had an old friend that used to say all the time that he went to this seminar and a little short guy, he had to, you know, put that part in. A guy was standing there talking, and he got on procrastination real strongly and said how it had underdeveloped his life. And, you know, they looked at his height. It wasn't about that at all, just like it's not now. It's about your endurance to participate in the realities of life. You know, some of us give up before the golden rod sets in and plants itself, and you start buying your picks and shovels and stuff so you can get your front seat ready for the gold mine. But then, you know, a lot of y'all don't understand those type of dilemmas because they are just merely minor setbacks. Minor setbacks meaning that it's a lot of stuff that you're on the right road to, but you stop, you quit. And Daddy always said, boy, just don't quit. Just don't stop. Keep going, no matter what. And if you start something, finish it. You know, all of that kind of stuff. Daddy was a world-renowned prophet to me. So, all of it was mostly after the fact. Yeah. But with all of that being said, y'all, we have to start talking about some of the things that we've been afraid to discuss. Now, everybody kept saying, you know, all of this kind of stuff is in the mix because sooner or later it's got to be discussed. It's got to be talked about. Might come with a heavy whooping, a lackadaisical form of mistrust, or whatever. But I submit to you that it's already there when you don't want to talk about it. But we keep saying over and over again, Obama didn't talk about what he should have been talking about. Well, see if you all said Trump the same way. If you're sitting him in the same horse cell that you're in. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all don't hear. y'all don't want to face the facts of life. So I'm going to get on with the show, but at the same time, I'm going to let you know that sooner or later, you got to answer some of these questions yourself. Or if there's a leak in this old building, this is going to cave in. Know what I'm talking about?
Woo!
Yeah, y'all, we're going to have to start thinking about and dealing with some facts that we should have been talking about 50 years. It's out of state here and try to keep a lifetime of unhappiness from a chance for us to, you know, shine the true light of love. Everybody don't know it. President Trump, all he wanted was an audience for him to show out. Best president in the world. He just go along with that fact. Some of y'all are scared of competition. That fear of the unknown, that sooner or later some of these real things gonna be coming up. How you can help somebody else, how you can do for some. I got a new friend named Dr. that has the best message on her telephone service. I know. I'm gonna tag her tomorrow. I'm gonna tag her show. See if I can get her to let me listen at. Anyhow, but it says, take a look at yourself just about. What are you actually doing for somebody else? You know how Whoopi says, take a little time and enjoy the view. Well, Dr. Rowe is saying, take a little time and make somebody else happy. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks when I heard it. And, man. Well, I'm beginning to meet a lot of people. I'm pretty sure y'all don't know yet. It's out there. I sell Avon now. Oh, that's a whole lot of them. I'll be inviting you all in the store and everything else in the very near future. Uncle Billy is working on to make somebody else happy. So, thank you, y'all. You know, because there's a lot of things that we could be doing if we stop looking back. A while back, I was telling you all that really they didn't put the rear view in the mirror in the automobile and you look back. They put it periodically look inside. Someone is coming up. Whereas you can't switch. All kinds of people, not just black people, look in that rear view mirror on a basis. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, still don't drive no more? Driven in over 30 some years. Question is, you ever found what? Answer that question. Politely to yourself and tell yourself you don't even know what the hell you look like. When I rose this morning, I had a food. I had think about it. Now, if you all don't believe that we can achieve what we going after new year, because it's all about going and growing. Not ready for it. Nobody gonna be sad when you say you got to go. You move to North Dallas, Highland Park. Just go ahead on. Peace be with you.
Get a little bit of juice and work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance.
That's what we believe right there.
Figure it out. Tell your neighbor he's already working out.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out.
Thank you. Y'all just testing something. Thank you.
lot of shit. You folks that might cringe when I say shit, you'll hear plenty of times this morning. I only say shit because I'm too old to stand up here and say doo-doo. Yeah, I smoke. Been smoking 44 years. Probably have cancer now. Probably have something that would eat it up. A lot of people quit smoking. That's wrong. You got to leave here somehow. A friend of mine quit smoking, got killed by the back truck. You folks that don't smoke, I'd like you to know you're going to die from something else. But you're going to die. Nobody ever stayed here. If they did, where's Abraham Lincoln tonight? I'll tell you, he's somewhere in a long coffin with that tall fucking hat on. Those hats will never come back to style. Unless you want to take one on a picnic, take it up the woods and shit in it. You folks that don't smoke, what do you do when you finish fucking eating jelly beans?
Christmas present from Betty Ford.
Oh, God damn it, go ahead and boo. You laughed at Sammy's lie. Well, to tell you the truth, I'd rather be riding in the car with Betty Ford than be riding in the car with Sammy Davis. But I know you can see with one tip. Tell it like it is. Hold it right there. Don't move it. I don't like a whole lot of talk.
All right.
Yeah.
You gonna iron it?
Is it good? Is it good? Oh, man, is it good? This shit is better than green beans.
Damn, if it's a drip dry shirt, you don't need to dry. That's what I'm saying.
Now, wasn't that dumb? A nigga was gonna stick up a black man. It is a difference. I'm black. People of color.
All right.
White, yellow, brown, and red. Has no
I'll holler at you
next. All right. Look at me. A black dude with these fucking thin lips. They get the job done. I hate them, though. I can hardly taste barbecue. Yes, I eat pork. That's why I never joined no group. Most groups, you have to give up pork. The hog never did nothing to me. You think about it. A pig is no uglier than a cow. You look at a cow sometimes with that big snotty nose and them dirty tits. One thing I can't stand is a snotty nose. I'll clean up a dirty tit. I hate big titties. They slow you down. Who wants to stop there? Nowadays, girls want head. See how quiet it got? I'll ask one question, fellas. When I ask this question, look in your old lady's face. You sitting with another couple, look in his old lady's face. Elves, presents neath the trees. The kids are all in
slumberland, quarter after three. In the morning there'll be laughter, children playing with their toys. And you want to choke on their motherfuckers, making so much noise. That's something else I want to clear up tonight. Motherfuckers. See, for years, motherfuckers been attributed to black people. Don't clear that shit up tonight. Motherfucker belongs to the world. Let's define it. Motherfucker. That means if you're a father, you're a motherfucker. That's right. She's a mother, right? Isn't she? You're fucking her, ain't you? How you think you get kids? You're fucked, don't you? You ever see a 9-pound tongue in a pamper?
Okay. I'm glad I don't have any children, though. I had a vasectomy when I was 13. I knew then I didn't want no crying and shit around my house. Laugh, but that's what happens when you get kids crying and shit. Go to the hospital and pick them up. They shit your hand, then they cry. Somebody shit your hand, you just cry. That's where I think the Lord fucked up again. The ass don't belong in the pants. The ass belongs somewhere the ass can hit it. So you cover your ass all up and everything, and put drawers on your ass, and pants, and jock straps, all bloomers, all that shit on your ass. Ass can't even breathe. Smother your ass to death. The ass should be in the palm of the hand. Right there, that's where a nice place for that. You walk right on in the toilet and get things taken care of. There ain't no paper bucket. Somebody make you mad in a traffic accident? Back the shit out of them. I'm glad I don't have no kids. Because I know myself as a youngster. He was three of us, triplets. Ed, Red, and Fred. That is true. Triplets born 15 minutes apart. My dad came to the hospital. He saw us laying there in the crib. He looked at my mother. Hey, Mary, you think I'm the one you want, but I'm a drowning mother, too. Shit, I've always been lucky. Hey, brother, is that a gold tooth in your mouth? Don't smile with that gold tooth when you get back to the ghetto, please. One of them niggas will dig a mine in your face. I usually call it paranormal. Nigga don't mean nothing. Nigga don't mean nothing. Really, it's in the dictionary. You should get used to it. It's in the dictionary. It says niggas are lazy and shiftless. That's the definition. Niggas are lazy and shiftless. That means we got some white niggas, too. That's education. Because I didn't go to college. I knew I wasn't going to college when I didn't get into high school. I said, fuck them. They wasn't teaching nothing. They were teaching me filth in school. Well, 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 my pussy's in the well. I like to drown when I was 13.
Oh, that's all right, baby.
And they had another one. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. You'll break your neck trying to blow your horn. Yes, you want your horn blown, you need a friend. You ever meet one of them girls that I never gave anyone any hit before? Never in my whole life. You ever meet one of them? I met one in Las Vegas. And I never gave anyone any hit. I said, you're a goddamn lie. She said, this is my first time. I said, you're a goddamn lie. I said, this is your first time. Why don't I feel teeth? My main subject tonight is the farts.
looked at me like, the fart?
Yeah, the fucking fart. Don't look at me. I had nothing to do with it. The Lord created the fart and put a